The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said in reply, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" Then he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up to give you everything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And so I tell you, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Remember, in our liturgy, the first reading and the gospel are always connected. And today, it's about prayer. 3 very quick thoughts on prayer. First and foremost, prayer requires a deep, abiding faith. I have to trust that God's going to do what is best for me. Many of you are parents, and you know that your children ask for things, and you often say no to them, not because you don't love them, but because you simply know that what they ask is not good for them. And it could be the same way with our Father. So deep, abiding faith and trust in him is first and foremost. Secondly, read that first reading over again. Abraham is relentless with God. He keeps pushing him further and further in the corner. He's persistent to the point where he breaks him down. And don't ever forget that. Be persistent in your prayer and God will heal you. A year ago, we had a young man in the parish diagnosed with stage 3 lung cancer. Never smoked a day in his life. Goes to the gym 5 days a week, one of the healthiest looking people I've ever seen. And I never in 49 years of priesthood saw so many people plead in prayer for his well-being. And today, he's 100% cancer-free. Don't doubt the power of prayer. Thirdly and finally, there is another form of prayer besides this intercessory prayer where we ask for something. And that is that we try to know the mind of God, not change it. In other words, what does God want me to do in this particular situation? I think I've told you that when I came here 10 years ago, I was under a very mistaken illusion. I was given to believe that there was a huge endowment in the parish that would sustain the parish. When I got here, there wasn't a penny in the bank. Collections were $1,200 a week. And the expenses were over $2,000 a week. Those of you who were here before we did the restoration in 2012 remember the condition of this building. Every time I'd come out for Mass, there'd be another chunk of plaster laying on the floor. And who can ever forget the orange cushions on the pews that probably hadn't been cleaned in 25 years? When they began the restoration, some of the building was so badly deteriorated. For example, I know the capital on that particular pillar was so badly deteriorated they couldn't restore it. And so what they did was they made a mold out of some other capitals that were in good condition. And underneath there, they took everything out and there's a plaster mold which they painted over. And the same thing they did with these finials up above us. Those were so badly deteriorated that they couldn't restore them. And so after a very, very strong scotch on the rocks, I said to God, "What do you want me to do?" And I think he answered me. And I think that's what I've tried to do. And so prayer requires deep faith. Don't ever give up on being persistent with him. And sometimes it's more about knowing his mind than changing his mind. Amen.